Being joined by the Dyke New Hartford Girls 4x100 meter relay team that's qualified for the Drake Relays. To start off, I'll just have you introduce yourselves with your name and your grade. Whoever wants to start.
I'm Abby Jensen. I'm a junior.
I'm Chloe Paulson, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Kaylin Meester, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Macy Graves, and I'm a senior.
So I wanted to get to know you guys a little bit better. First question for you guys, how many years have each of you been in track and field? Did y'all start in middle school or start in high school? Whoever wants to start out.
Yeah, I'll start. So I think all of us started in junior high, and then I did my freshman year track, and then last year I had to take a season off due to an injury, but now I'm back.
I gotcha.
Yes, just seventh grade.
Yeah, I started in seventh grade and did it ever since.
Yeah, eighth through this year, senior year.
So you're all pretty veteran in the sport, if you will, right, for the most part. So can you guys each tell me a little bit about, like, your background in track and field, kind of how you guys were able to ultimately get into this position? Have you all done sprints like your entire career, or was it kind of a trial and error type of thing for you guys? If you kind of describe each of you guys' history, you know, in track and field.
Yeah, for me, it's always been sprints.
Gotcha.
I've also just sprinted.
Yeah, junior high, I did mostly 400s, and as I got to high school, I started doing, like, ones, twos, shorter distances.
Yeah, I've always been a sprinter. Started off with 400s and 200s, and now I'm ones and twos.
I gotcha. You never know what you're going to get for these kinds of things. Some people start, you know, with the middle distances, but it sounds like the sprinting is kind of your guys' forte, right? So when it comes to this 4x100 group, you guys obviously have, most of you have Drake Relays experience and state meet experience, but what are some of the big differences this year? I know you have one new member with Abby joining the group, but tell me a little bit about how you guys have been able to kind of gel together as a team here this year so far.
I'll go. I feel like we've really bonded as a group. We got really close from the beginning of the season till now. We'll probably go out and do some fun activities, like, well, at Drake and before Drake, the night before. And it's just been great to see, like, the bond that we've created, even with, like, the rest of the team, but this group specifically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with Macy. Like, we picked right up where we left off last year. I mean, we're still really good friends on and off the field, which definitely helps when we're doing handoffs and stuff. So, yeah, I think we've all become closer as friends, and I'm excited to continue that down at Drake.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with both of you guys.
I got nothing yet.
All right.
Yuri?
Can you guys describe, you know, what it meant and how it felt to see your guys' name, you know, pop up on that official start list? You know, once it got released last weekend, I know it was, you were kind of in the conversation most of the season, right? But I have to imagine maybe a sigh of relief, right, when you guys saw you got ultimately selected.
I would say, yeah, it was just going into our race on Thursday. We were kind of nervous, but we knew for sure that we were able to do it, and we all just kind of relied on each other in our training, and we knew right when we started the race it was gonna be good, and. Yeah, we pulled through.
Yeah, leading up to Thursday, we were kind of like on that bubble. Like, we were high 90s, high 80s, didn't know if we were going to do it. And I think since we all just wanted it so bad, we were just so determined Thursday night, and that obviously showed.
Yeah, I think it helped. It was a home meet. We had a lot of our friends and, like, family there to help support us. So, yeah, it was definitely a good atmosphere for us to run. The weather was great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we spent the day before at practice practicing the 4x1 to get the handoffs done. Some of the handoffs might have not went so well, but that's okay. But we cleaned it up on Thursday.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but last Thursday, that was you guys' PR, right?
Yes.
That rocketed you guys all the way from, like, the 90s all the way up to, what, I think 51?
Yeah, it was a big PR for us.
So what's all got to go right for a PR? Obviously running fast, right? But, like, tell me, like, What's your ideal race? You know, how do you guys continue to get PRs, if you will?
I feel like our handoffs have to be down, but also we have to be confident with each other that we're going to get the job done, and I feel like that's what we did on Thursday to achieve our PR.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? All right. When it comes to, you know, going down to the Drake Relays, what are you guys' goals, you know, for this race? Where are you guys kind of hoping to finish? I know it's going to be a tough field. Only the top eight make the finals, but what's your guys' outlook? What are you hoping to accomplish down there?
I mean, I think we can all agree we want to get a PR and obviously get a higher place than we went in as. We're coming in as, like, 53, and I hope that we can end up in the top 50, maybe in the top 40.
Same for the rest of you guys?
Yeah, I would say just keep pushing that PR and keep cut the time down as we can.
Yeah.
So for each of you individually, when it comes to some of your other events, what are those looking like for you guys right now? How have some of those other events gone so far? How about you, Abby?
Thursday night, we also had a pretty decent PR on our 4x2 as well. I think the whole last week we cut down like 3 seconds off the 4x2. So that's a race I'm really excited to see where it goes towards the end of the season. And then recently, us four have also been running the Sprint Med, which is also a really fun race. So I would say that and keep trying to cut down my open times when I can.
The 4x2, is that the same four of you guys? Or?
For the most part, yeah.
We mix in like a couple people here and there if people are running open events, but
I gotcha.
Solid group.
I would say I'm looking forward to the Sprint Med and what we can accomplish later in the season and in the 4x2. I'm excited about that. And in my like personal events, everything's been going good. Had a good PR in long jump, and yeah, just excited.
Mm-hmm. And for long jump, you've placed first or second in pretty much every meet. Is that right? For the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very nice. Kaylin, what about you?
I'm really excited for our Sprint Med. We haven't gotten a ton of chances to run it this year, but the last couple of weeks we've been running it, and each time we get a pretty consistent PR, like we're cutting time off. So that's exciting, and I'm running the 4x4 a lot, and that's good to see your time go down. And yeah, the 4x2, I love when all of us run it together.
Yeah, I'm also excited to see where our Sprint Med goes from here. I'm guessing that Rachel will have us run the Sprint Med at like districts and stuff, which is always fun. My opens, they're going all right. My 200's fine, but don't enjoy the 100. And then the 4x2, I'm excited to see more PRs out of that. Like most likely it's going to be us running together, which is great. And then the 4x1 as always is just fantastic with this group.
All right. Aside from track, what else is keeping you guys busy this time of year?
Personally, I just got off a few big weekends of club volleyball, but I'm excited now that that's dying down and starting to wrap up the school year, which is exciting, and getting ready for what the summer will hold with other sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing really for me. I'm just enjoying the extra time to spend with my family and friends.
Just school and track, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I just finished club volleyball a couple weeks ago, I also started club softball, and high school softball starts really soon, so I'm excited for that.
I've been helping coach wrestling, some high school girls, and then some younger girls, and then I'm working on getting my rugby coaching license.
Very nice. Well, thank you guys so much, and we'll catch you down there.
Thank you.